Britain's next U.S. ambassador Mandelson a moron who should stay home, says Trump campaign advisor. By Kurt Zindelka on December 21, 2024. Britain's incoming ambassador to Washington, Lord Peter Mandelson, is a moron who should stay home, a senior Trump campaign advisor has said. On Friday, UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer announced that Lord Mandelson, a veteran Labour Party politico who served in the cabinets of Tony Blair and Gordon Brown, will replace current envoy Dame Karen Pearce as the next ambassador to the United States after her term ends in January. Long dubbed the Prince of Darkness for his Machiavellian media tactics, Mandelson was pitched as a steady operator who could navigate the special relationship in the hopes of avoiding potential tariffs from the incoming Trump administration. However, after his appointment, previous remarks about the president-elect may come back to haunt the new ambassador. According to the Daily Telegraph, in a 2019 interview, Mandelson described then-President Trump as little short of a white nationalist and racist. What Donald Trump represents and believes is anathema to mainstream British opinion, and the idea that as a result of Brexit we have to kowtow to an American president who holds those views will outrage people in Britain, he continued. Even those who have a sneaking admiration for Donald Trump, because of the strength of his personality, nonetheless regard him as reckless and a danger to the world. In response to the unearthed comments, senior Trump 2024 campaign adviser Chris LaCivita said, "This UK government is special. Replace a professional, universally respected ambassador with an absolute moron, he should stay home. Sad." The derogatory remarks from Lord Mandelson are reminiscent of those previously made by now Foreign Secretary David Lammy, the British government's chief diplomat. During his first term in the White House, Mr. Lammy, then a member of parliament, branded Trump a neo-Nazi sympathizing sociopath, a racist KKK and Nazi sympathizer, and a tyrant in a toupee. Lammy has so far refused to apologize for the past comments, but has claimed that they should not impact the special relationship between the two countries, adding in July that Donald Trump has the thickest of skins. Yet, it is not just past comments that have come between the left-wing Labour government and the Trump team. Over the summer, the Trump campaign filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission, FEC, alleging that Labour had made illegal foreign contributions after dispatching activists to the United States to campaign on behalf of Democrat Kamala Harris. Yet there are still hopes in London that Trump may grant Britain a carve-out from his tariff agenda, potentially as a result of his pro-Brexit stance and his frequent criticisms of the European Union. However, Prime Minister Starmer's efforts to forge a closer relationship with Brussels may undermine that sentiment. Mandelson has also apparently moderated his stance towards Trump. For example, arguing in favor of the government utilizing the relationship between Reform UK leader Nigel Farage and the incoming president, as well as calling for London to mend ties with key Trump ally Elon Musk. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.